One of the more interesting things to me about Prime's show Transparent is the connective back and forth which happens between the main family members and their ancestors back in Germany. Occasionally someone in the family, usually the main character Maura, played by Jeffrey Tambor, and her daughter Allie, who became Ari, played by Gabby Hoffman, who have both transitioned in some way from one sex to another, experiences an ancestral flashback where they almost seem to physically feel various life events that their ancestors experienced. Usually the life events have to do with being trans, which both the current family and their ancestors experienced. And through these almost lifelike memories, it's almost as if the current family are somehow experiencing actual flashbacks when they think or feel about their ancestors. Now, how can that be? Well, there's an idea or theory called transgenerational epigenetic inheritance. I'm just going to say epigenetics from now on, which has already underwent research. The idea is this: behavior can be affected by events in previous generations which have been passed on through a form of genetic memory. This is from a BBC article in 2013 by James Gallagher, which is about the study of transgenerational epigenetic inheritance and the Emory University School of Medicine study. The article goes on to say, experiments showed that a traumatic event could affect the DNA in sperm, and I assume eggs as well, but it doesn't say that, and alter the brains and behavior of subsequent generations. Studies show mice who were trained to avoid and fear, unfortunately, a smell similar to cherry blossom, passed their aversion on to their grandchildren. Both the mice's offspring and their offspring were extremely sensitive to cherry blossom and would avoid the scent despite never having experienced it in their lives. Changes in brain structure were also found. Quote, the experiences of a parent, even before conceiving, markedly influence both structure and function in the nervous system of subsequent generations, close quote. The findings provide evidence of epigenetics, that the environment can affect an individual's genetics, which can in turn be passed on. Researcher Brian Diaz told the BBC, this might be one mechanism that descendants show imprints of their ancestors. I'm going to assume that show creator Joey Soloway is aware of the idea and thought it interesting or useful to integrate it into the storyline. I don't necessarily think it's a major element of the show. It seems that the show is basically about people and the things we experience and the sometimes struggle for love and acceptance of who we are, and perhaps most importantly, how we treat people. Although the characters in Transparent can definitely seem heavily self-centered at times, this idea of how we treat people does seem to be at the forefront of the show to me. I mean, everyone will take different things from a movie or show, of course, and that's great. That's how it should be. But when we explore this how we treat people in the context of epigenetics, just go with me here, and that maybe it's an actual thing, how does that change, if at all, how you treat people or how we think about treating people? Because in that context, you're no longer just interacting with the person in front of you. You may be interacting with generations of people. Even with the best of intentions, none of us can perfectly carry out what we want, even if it's the goal of always being kind and respectful to every single person we come across. I mean, I want to do that. It makes life better. And I know it's hard to do things when we're in pain or hurting. I mean, everyone experiences that. That's part of life. But if being kind and genuinely interested in and respectful to the people we come across in life is a very good thing, because it can often have such a positive impact on our immediate environment and the other person and everyone they subsequently come across, then maybe the idea that these energies and emotions and feelings carrying on for generations places even more importance on how we treat each other.